there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show. And I pose a question, I suggest a topic, and you take it away with your lived experiences. So it's a live call-in show. We've got Matt Kubinski on the phones, and I'd really love to hear from you, because I think this is quite interesting, since we're coming up on Thanksgiving and the Thanksgiving weekend, and company is coming into town, and guess what happens? Everybody says, can we go to the movies? Or let's watch a movie over the weekend. And we want to talk about that. So the question is, what makes a good Christian movie worth your time? What makes a good Christian movie? So if you're going to put an hour and a half, 2 hours of your time looking at a screen, you might as well make it an enjoyable experience, one that you learn and grow and get closer to God, something that is, you know, enriching, enlightening, inspiring, not tearing down things and being very negative, right? So what makes a good Christian movie? Could you call in and share with us? You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening, we consider you part of the family. So please, dial this number. Matt's on, ready to answer the phones at 833-288-3986. 833-288-EWTN. Okay, that's a great way to remember it. Okay, I said it nice and slowly because somebody said to me last week, Debbie, we want to call in. Say the number. I say the number at least, I think, Michael will have to tell me, our producer, at least 15 times. I always repeat the number twice. I do the EWTN so you can remember it. I do the digits so you can remember it. So here's a suggestion, Take Two family. Put it down on a piece of paper somewhere, a little sticky note. Put it on your refrigerator. Then you have it. And so when I ask the question, you can say, oh, I have something to say about that. And you just dial in because you're part of the family. Just like if we were, you know, if I was just picking up the phone and chatting with you a little bit about something. Okay, so what makes a good Christian movie? I really want to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We have Michael McCall at the controls. He's our producer, doing a fine job. We have Matt Kubinski on the phones, ready to answer your call. We have Rich on social media. And by the way, I am waving to everybody on the chats. You guys are sending the signals that you're there. And so thank you so very much. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. We really want to hear from you over there. We're going to be posting stuff over the holidays and into Advent and into the new year. That's right, into the new year. We'll do a lot of posting on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, especially coming up on how we can make really healthy New Year's resolutions and things we can take on 2025 in a really strong way so we don't fail, right? Because New Year's resolutions, we all have good intentions. We're like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds and I'm going to work out every day and I'm going to eat right and I'm going to stop eating desserts and I'm going to stop drinking soda too much and stuff like that. And then it fails after 4 days, 5 days, a week. So we're going to talk about how to really take on the new year in a really healthy mind, body, spirit balance. Jerry Usher will be back with us for the new year. So he's super excited. And I understand, he's really getting into really good shape, and he lost a little weight, and so that's good. He's on a good routine at school, at the seminary, so that's good. Because they always say, don't they say, like, the first semester you gain, like, 10 or 15 pounds? I think he lost, like, weight, so that's awesome. I can't remember back in those days, the college days. I really can't. They're like a blur to me. I hear that from stories from friends of mine. So here go the phones. You're starting to light up. Stop putting together your Thanksgiving plans. Okay. Maybe you're running around shopping and stuff like that, and you're trying to get ready for all those people coming into town. Just put everything aside for a little bit and let's enter into this discussion the Take Two way at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Nefarious was out there, really good movie. I really loved Cabrini. I really did. I know a lot of people had complaints about it because they didn't say she was, you know, praying. She wasn't praying enough. She wasn't really Mother Cabrini. She wasn't demonstrating who she really was. I thought it was a very well done movie. I think you have to have the actual screenplay and the graphics and everything, the cinematography, I think everything has to be really up to the Hollywood quality, especially when you're doing faith-based films. I will tell you that sometimes I've tuned in to some even real life stories. My husband and I like faith-based films, and we've tuned into a few of them, and the acting, it's not that great, I'm just saying. And even some of the scenes, it's just a little hokey sometimes. And then when you have something like that, when it's not really like Hollywood quality, you just, it loses its, you know, oomph. It loses that kind of feel of, boy, this is a really good story, because you kind of get focused in on all the negative parts of the film. So I do think it has to be up to speed. You know, enough money needs to be put behind it to really make it look really that high quality, and so that it has the delivery that it has intended to really impact the audiences. So I think that I do think for Christian films, they need to, you know, step it up a bit. And I know that Angel Studios and other production companies are doing just that. They are really taking it to high quality films, and spending the money and really getting the actors in place and the right people and the people on set to really help build out a Christian film. So that's wonderful. So that's what we need more of. And I understand there's a lot of Hollywood producers who are Catholic that are stepping up and forming partnerships so they can get into more faith-based films, like Mark Wahlberg. And I understand, I think even like Mel Gibson and others are trying to do this, these collaborative efforts to bring Christian films to the big screen. That's wonderful. But what makes a good Christian film? You know, I will share, this is where I'm getting at. Remember, we cover the good, the bad, and the ugly, everything in between. Sometimes when something is labeled Christian doesn't necessarily mean it's Catholic friendly. Sometimes it can be very off and it's like a side door into slamming Catholicism. So you have to be really, really, really careful. And I do think that especially if it's a true story about a saint or something of that nature, you got to make sure it's in line with the teachings of the church, and it's biblically, you know, correct for the most part. And so there's a lot to be said about this. I really want the Take Two family to weigh in. What makes a good Christian film? Let's get some ideas on the table and let's get this conversation going. Come on, you guys. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Call us. Okay, we're going to get to the phones in just a moment. I do need those phone lines to light up. So please, could you keep me company here and tell me about a good film that you would like to highlight or something you want to suggest for people as they're searching with their family and friends during the Thanksgiving holiday weekend of things to see on TV at home through, like, you know, Amazon Prime or something like that, or to go to the actual movie theaters. You remember those days when we used to actually go to the movie theaters, get a big thing of popcorn, sit down and really and just escape for a couple hours? Well, there's some good Christian films out there, and we want to talk about it and really highlight those wonderful people that are behind all these films. I actually was part of an interview for some of the people behind Cabrini and the producer and things like that, and I was able to sit and watch the interview. Fabulous, just fabulous. I mean, just their hearts are in the right place. They're ministry minded. That's going to be my new kind of thing I'm going to say constantly in 2025, being ministry minded. I don't think Father Wade Menezes recently on the Spirit World, when he was our guest, he talked about us. We're not eternity minded enough. Totally agree with Father Wade, totally. And we're also not ministry minded enough. Because I think if we really do understand what ministry is all about, it's a spiritual game changer. But that's not the topic today. But I was just giving you like a preview of what's happening for the new year, because everybody's starting to think of the new year. But today is about Christian films. And tell me what even the classic movies. Give me the classic movies you love, anything that we need to see. I know you're going to ask me about Scorsese's Fox News, the Nation, or was it Fox Nation? That's what it is. Fox Nation, Scorsese on the Saints. He did Joan of Arc last week. The week before was Joan of Arc, St. Joan of Arc. Then this last week was John the Baptist. I didn't care for it. I'm just going to be really honest. I thought it was way off base. It wasn't even. There were some elements there that I thought they missed, and especially with St. Joan of Arc being burned at the stake, she didn't scream out like that. So I don't know why they were doing that. That leads people to have a different understanding of martyrdom. So I'm just really specific in these details, probably because I do have a graduate degree in theology, so we're always taught to ask the right questions and to go deeper and deeper. So yeah, I'm not a big fan of that series, but I'll still, you know, check it out to see what it's doing. But the number to dial to get in on this conversation is 833-288-3986. Okay, before we get to Karen, hold on. Karen, don't go anywhere. You're first up here from Northwest Ohio. Karen, hold on. I just wanted to share this with our listeners about getting the news, EWTN News, an email. It's really cool. So EWTN News keeps you informed and helps advance the gospel and teachings of the church. Get our trusted Catholic news in your email inbox. Visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. It's really cool, you guys. I highly recommend it because it's very important to stay up to date in what's going on in the church, and you can trust EWTN, and we're going to go into some really strange times, I understand, in this world. So let's keep our focus as Catholics. Okay, Karen in Northwest Ohio is on Sirius XM 130, and she's first up today on Christian Films topic. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Go right ahead.
The Dating Project. You know, first I got to say, when you mentioned about there, we have seen some really great movies, but when put to the, like, you got to think, I couldn't remember. And so I remembered The Dating Project. I also remembered Nefarious. Mm-hmm. I like both of those. But The Dating Project, that might be a film for families with older children, mm-hmm. you know, or teenagers. But it's about a professor.
Can you tell all of us what's it about? Because I have not seen it.
It's about a professor from Boston College that found out through interacting with her students that they didn't know how to date, and they would text and all that stuff. So she decided to develop a class where they got credit for this class, and it was really neat. And she had rules like you couldn't text somebody to ask them out. You had to ask them in person. Mm-hmm. And then the first date, it had to be only so many minutes, and you could do something like going out for coffee or whatever, and it progresses. They follow like four or six different people and, you know, the outcome of what their experience was. And it's a true-to-life film.
Oh, fascinating.
It's called The Dating Project.
Okay. Good deal. I just wrote that down. Thank you so much. And then you did care for Nefarious, correct? You thought it was a worthwhile film?
Well, I was really scared to go because I was worried it was going to be a scary movie. And there might have been only one tiny little spot in the movie where there might have just been a tiny spot of something that might scare someone. But overall, it was very good. It was very, to me, educational, sort of, for me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like how they portrayed the Catholic priest in it, but that's just me.
Yeah, yeah, kind of as being kind of weak and not really understanding. Yeah. And we interviewed Father Darren Merlino. He'll be coming back on. He was on set for that movie and actually had a small... part in the movie. He didn't, it wasn't a speaking part. He was one of the prison guards, but it's very interesting what happened with that movie. There was a lot of spiritual warfare, a lot of resistance coming at the cast and crew of Nefarious. So clearly the demons did not want that film to be in public. So I think it is a worthwhile film so that we can educate ourselves on exactly what we're up against with the demons, right, Karen?
Yes. And I would also add, again, it's probably for older children,
right.
Not anything young, people too young should see.
Right. I totally agree. So, Karen, before I let you go, so this is what's coming in very rapidly with our listeners. And actually, Michael McCall said it on the break, and I agree with him. The 1966 film about Thomas More, A Man for All Seasons. Do you remember that movie?
I have not seen that. Would you believe that? I desperately want to see it.
Okay, definitely. Karen, I got a challenge for you. Okay, you definitely want to see it. It is a classic. I totally agree with our producer. It is a movie, and especially in this day and age, what we're going through, going up against, you know, how to stay strong, how to be truthful, how to, you know, have that perseverance and that conviction. And yeah, it's a powerful film.
Okay, I will keep that on my next up.
Okay. One more thing, though, before you go, just because I have you on the line, let me just ask you this question. Have you seen, did you see the last two episodes, the docudramas of the Martin Scorsese's project on Fox Nation?
No.
Okay. I just was curious what your thoughts were. And actually, we could ask that to our Take Two family. If you have any thoughts on it, the last two were St. Joan of Arc and John the Baptist. I thought it fell very short of what I would have loved to have seen from the caliber of Martin Scorsese's ability to deliver a really impactful story. I thought it fell short. That's just my personal opinion. But the number to dial is 833-288-3986 if you have something to say about it. Okay, but Karen, before I let you go, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, so The Dating Project, we got that suggestion. Donald was on next from Louisiana. Please call back. I would love for you to call back, Donald. You were holding. You were going to be next. We'll put you to the front of the line. I made a note of it. So if you can stop what you're doing and call back, I'd love to hear what you have to say about Christian films. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Are you planning on going to a movie this weekend with your family and friends? Are you thinking of purchasing a film on Amazon Prime or something of that nature? Or you wanted to go to the movie theaters? What's out there? Did you see Cabrini? Do you want to see that with the family? I think it's a spectacular film to see with the family. I really do. There's so much to learn. And I will just tell you this, if you're of the Italian heritage, you will definitely be very proud of Mother Cabrini. So she was pretty amazing. And so there's a lot to learn. But Christian films in general, and you know, we can even talk about Christian music. I know a lot of people will be playing music around the dinner table. You know, I love contemporary Christian music. And some people have said to me, well, does it bother you that some of the lyrics, you know, don't they fall short of what we believe as Catholics? Yes, especially if it's going to change the way we understand and believe in our faith, then definitely it's a problem. But for the most part, when you are praising God in these beautiful songs, and it's very very pleasing, and I think it pleasing to the person listening, but also I believe it can be pleasing to God because you're focusing on God. And when you're focusing on God in a small way or in a big way, it's important. It's very important because the more we put him at the central point of all of everything we do, every moment of the day, we will have a better, stronger life because we're not going to get pulled to the right, pulled to the left, twisted all around, doing all that kind of stuff in the world because the world is chaotic. It's a mess. And so what's happened is people want to use their time wisely. of what they're going to take in, by what they're going to listen to, what they're going to view. And that's a good thing. So choose wisely, please choose wisely these next couple days when you have friends and family. And remember, things you have playing in the background can have an effect on the people that are in your home. I know that firsthand. I used to play Gregorian chant very, very softly in the background when I was back in the day when I was hosting and entertaining, gatherings of friends. People didn't realize it, that it was Gregorian chant, but it's very interesting what happens. So I'm just saying that subliminal type of thing that is in the background is important. And I know that sometimes people just turn on the radio and just blast some fun music because it's, everybody's gathering together. And that's good, too. There's always a time to really just dance and have a good time in your home. OK, but when you have that kind of really intentional music or the films or the programs that you have on the TV, other than the sports that's going to be taking place this weekend, it's fabulous what it does in people's minds and hearts. Okay. And I'm really talking to the Take Two family from a religious education standpoint. And those catechists out there that are just nodding their head up and down going, yep, she's got it. She's right. I'm telling you, we've seen it. We've seen it so many times. What you have playing in the background can have an influence. What you have out on the table, like that's why Advent wreaths are so important. What you have that are visual reminders, holy reminders, very important. And what you have on the TV set or what you choose to go to and view as a family is very, very important, especially in the day and age we live in today, because it's just a little wonky out there. And we've got to really, really spend time, and time is precious, and spend it wisely so that we can advance ourselves closer to God. The question I'm asking today is, what really makes a good Christian film? Or TV show or anything else? What makes it for you and your family? What makes it important? What makes you tune in and really sit down and give your time? Why? What are you trying to achieve? Are you trying to learn something? Are you trying to be entertained? Are all of the above? Are you trying to are you trying to escape from just the reality of the day-to-day grind? I get it. But it's important that we dissect it and ask the proper questions, because since there is this surge of producers and companies willing to put money behind faith-based films, let's make sure there's something that they are really meaningful to us as Catholic Christians. Just because something says Catholic and just because something says, Christian or faith-based, doesn't mean it's something necessarily that, is going to really represent what we believe as authentic Catholics. So you have to be a little choosy, okay? I'm just saying. And I don't want to come across like I'm preachy or I'm trying to be critical of all these other good things, because you should give people an attaboy or an attagirl if they're giving it a good try to get out there and get these Christian films out there. I really want to support those kinds of things. I really do. But I do think that it's got to be something that is a solid catechesis for us as Catholic Christians. What do you guys think? I want to know. I really and truly want to know. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in, because a lot of you who aren't Catholic saw the Cabrini movie. And in fact, a lot of you weighed in on that. So I'd love to hear from you. You can suggest some classics, like I just did, and there's other ones as well. There's the Bernadette story. I mean, there's so many. We can go on and on of the really beautiful classics that are out there that represent the great saints that we know and love today. And those are wonderful to bring those back. Retro is in. Everybody's going back to the oldies. They even in music, in film, even in the style of the screenplays. So whatever works for you about this, about Christian films, call in and share with the world, because people are planning what they're going to do for the next 4 or 5 days. Number to dial, 833-288-2886. EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Call in about your favorite Christian film. Talking about what makes a good Christian film today, and we'll get to Victoria in just a moment, so hang on, don't go anywhere. But you know, on the break, Michael and I were talking about this. Sometimes you'll come up to a Christian film or a faith-based film, and most of it is questionable. But then there are highlights in the film that really stick with you and stay with you. And they have an impact on you. And it's just maybe one scene or one portion of the film. The rest of it is not that good, but some of it really, really does stay with you. And it does, in that sense, bear good fruit. So that can happen. That can happen with Christian films. We really do need to give them credit because they are trying to get the message out there, the Christian message. And so we want to continue to give them support, but we're trying to figure out like what's the best use of our time. Let me just share this before we get to Victoria. Victoria, don't go anywhere. Podcast Central. There's always these podcasts coming on Podcast Central. The Messy Family Project. Another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central is The Messy Family Project. Mike and Alicia Hernan believe that being a good parent starts with being a great spouse, but it's hard. It's hard and messy work, and we're not meant to do it alone. So join them on this journey. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts at EWTN's Podcast Central. All you have to do is visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today. Okay, so we're going to get back to the phones, and another shout out to Donald, if you'd like to call back. And we've got some folks weighing in on YouTube, so I will get to Betsy and the others in just a moment. Let me get to Victoria, though, who's from New Orleans, Louisiana, on Catholic Community Media. Hi, Victoria. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you so much for calling on this busy week that everybody's getting ready for family and friends. But yes, so tell us your thoughts on Christian movies.
Well, I do. I know it's not per se Catholic, but I do, and this is not why I was calling initially, but I do love The Chosen, bringing in the cultural, social bounds of that time and life for people, which I think is a lot of times not written about in a real way in the Bible. And it brings us to the intimacy of relationships within Christ during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits home, I think, for a lot of people.
Right, right. You know, it comes up a lot. The Chosen comes up a lot in the work that I do in ministry. You know, people will say, well, it's not actually, you know, in the most extreme sense or specific sense, biblically accurate in certain areas. There's a lot of assumptions on, you know, whether Jesus, you know, felt that way or said this thing in the right way. And I understand that, you know, obviously they're trying to make it entertaining and that people can relate to it and try to understand it and explore. But I will tell you I just saw the trailer for season 5. I don't know if you saw that. Oh, it looks amazing. The trailer of it, I believe it's season 5 on it. It was so powerful. Anyway, but what I've come to realize by talking to folks like yourself that have, and I've watched The Chosen as well. And so I've talked to a lot of people about this. And for the most part, and I would say, if I'm just guessing, now, like 90% of the people that watch The Chosen have really benefited from it. They have gone deeper into scripture. They have gone deeper into their faith. And what I love about the fruit of what I believe The Chosen offers. Now, I know I'm going to probably get a lot of criticism, so don't criticize me. I understand that it's not biblically accurate to the letter. I get that. And I would never watch anything that's blasphemous or anything like that if there's anything against, you know, like Our Blessed Mother or anything like that. Okay. But I will say that what I find interesting, and tell me if this has happened to you. I'm very curious, Victoria, because this just came up with a listener to Catholic radio just the other day. She was telling me that when she goes and receives the Eucharist now, she finds herself going deeper mystically into the encounter with Jesus in the Eucharist. And she credits The Chosen. Because because she said it just has come alive for her. I'm just curious, have you felt anything like that, or has anything made you go deeper because of watching The Chosen?
Absolutely, definitely the redeemable piece of it in feeling redeemed. And my mother, who passed through addiction.
Mm-hmm. That's hard. That's hard.
Yeah. But seeing that redemption, and that is available to every one of us.
Right.
One of us. And the beauty of when he takes her in her struggle and in her addiction and in her sin, enveloping her in his arms is just
powerful.
Yeah. Very powerful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry for the loss of your mother. It sounded like she really struggled. And you know, so many people we know, and when it hits us close in our family, it's tough to watch the people we love the most so close to us really go through some tough situations in life. I just put Victoria's mom, unless you want to give us her first name, I put her in the book. Okay. Just to let you know.
Thank you. I'd love to give you her first name.
Okay.
Raymie.
Beautiful. How do you spell it?
R-A-Y-M-E.
Raymie. Oh my gosh, that's a beautiful name.
Her father was Raymond, and they did not have a boy for the firstborn. They had a girl, so it's Ray and me, Raymie.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you know, I know that holidays, I don't know when, did she pass recently, Victoria?
No, 10 years.
10 years. Okay. But that's still, I mean, it's still fresh in your mind. She's your mom. And and I know that when holidays, I was thinking about it this morning when I was on the morning show, the holidays are so hard sometimes because you sit at the table and the people that are there, you're excited that they're there. Right. But then your mind, you know, almost always, I think for most of us goes to those people that have died. And you're like, they're not here anymore. You know, they're not here. I remember when they used to be here. I remember when Dad would carve the turkey, and Dad's not here anymore. And it's really quite sobering. And it really just makes you realize how precious life is and how fragile life is. And I do agree with you. I really do agree with you that I believe that a series like The Chosen help us to understand how to relate to one another, how to understand one another, how to experience one another. That's important, especially, and I think The Chosen has done so well too, because during the COVID interruption, when everybody was home and separated from each other, we were losing contact. We were losing the relationships, and The Chosen has built relationships, right?
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Well done. Thank you so much. And I want to just wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well. You're a blessing. Thank you so much.
You're a blessing. Thank you so much. Thanks. And call us again, please.
I will.
Okay. Okay, take good. Care. Thank you. Okay. We're going to get to more calls in just a moment. I promised I would go to Betsy because I agree with Betsy. I'm going to wave to Betsy. Hey, Betsy. Betsy says, I love the old classics. It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, come on, Betsy. I know. I used to have to watch It's a Wonderful Life like 5 times during the month of December with my family. And The Bishop's Wife. That's Betsy's suggestions. And then Betsy also says this, I loved Cabrini. Her faith spoke very loudly. You just had to dig deeper. That is so true. She stood up to politicians, the church hierarchy. It didn't matter. You are right, Betsy. She was a strong woman. She was focused. She knew exactly what Mother Cabrini, she knew exactly what she needed to do. And look at all those the amazing accomplishments, and her legacy lives on today. Incredible. Okay, let's go to Francisco from Illinois, Sirius XM 130. Did I get your name correct, Francisco? Hello, are you with us? Francisco, are you with us? Or Francisco? Okay, I think the radio might be on. Yes. Are you on? Okay. Okay, so tell me how to properly pronounce. Yes, you're on the air. Tell me how to pronounce your name.
F-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
E like cat.
Mm-hmm.
S like Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
E like cat.
Okay.
O like Omicron.
Okay, so it's Francisco?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead. You're on the air with the Take Two family. So what do you think about these Christian films?
Well, I think it's very good for the catechesis to the people, mm-hmm. for the Catholic people. And then the only thing I want to know, what do you think about the Conclave? Do you think it's a movie worth to see by the Catholic people, or how the producer is really out of our Catholic teaching?
Okay, you're talking about the new film that just came out this year, Conclave?
Yes.
Okay, absolutely not. Do not go see that movie. It is, in my opinion, horrible, horrible, horrible. No, it is, I think there's an agenda there. I think it's very destructive. I don't think it's going to serve the people that watch it in any way, shape, or form other than to chip away at the Catholic Church. I would not recommend Conclave. I've told everybody who asked me, and you asked me, Francisco, so I get to tell you, no, I would not see it. I think it's an absolute waste of precious time.
True, but I was to be confirmed by your knowledge about the movie.
Do what? I'm sorry about the movie?
I was trying to confirm your opinion about the movie. And I can see, this is my feeling too. It's not a movie to be seen by the people. It's not worth it.
Oh, no. Mm. I mean, it's just...
I think it's garbage.
I agree with you. If you just have to look at the ending and everything, they're trying to really start problems, and trying to raise doubts and raise concerns about the institutional Catholic Church. That's wrong. That's just flat out wrong. And it's not their place to do stuff like that. And no, I would not recommend it. I would say, no, please, please, folks, avoid that movie at all costs. I'm right with you. But you asked me. See, this is the good news. When the Take Two family asks me, I will give you my 100% honest answer. Right? There you go. So I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. From Illinois. Did you, Matthew, Donald is calling back, and make sure we inch Donald up to the front of the line, please. We'll get to Kelly in the meantime, but I want to make sure that, that Donald, okay. We'll get to Kelly. Donald, hold on. Don't go anywhere. You'll be next. Let's get to Kelly. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit fired up from this Conclave movie. I don't like it. Okay, Kelly is from New Hampshire on EWTN.com. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm so delighted to be talking to you. Thank you for hosting and all your work. I agree 100% about the movie Conclave, and I wasn't going to speak about it, but somebody asked me to go see it with her, somebody who's not a Catholic or a Christian, and I said no, and when she pressed me, I told her that it seemed like it had an agenda, and it was just another piece of pop culture taking pot shots at the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being kind of a little opportunity to evangelize, although I tried to keep it subtle. But a movie that, in a way, is an opposite of that is Going My Way with Bing Crosby and Barry mm-hmm. Fitzgerald. It's just a wonderful 1940s movie, mm-hmm. and Bing Crosby plays a priest who is heroic just in the, I mean, it's a work of fiction. It's not based on the life of a saint, but he's heroic just in the sense that he does his duty and he acts with humility and charity. And it's the kind of priest depiction we don't really see in big Hollywood movies anymore.
Mm.
And so I find it really moving. There's a situation in the movie where there's a young woman who he is afraid that she is stumbling into some immorality with men, and it's handled really subtly in the movie, but the priest just operates with so much tact and discretion and charity, And I thought, yes, that is, you know, we know so many beautiful holy priests who do that kind of work, and nobody in the wider world ever hears about them. And so it's just a beautiful movie. And you see that priests are human, and they have heartaches, and they have mothers, and they have losses. But they also have real joy in the Lord, and that all comes through in the movie. So that's a big recommendation.
Okay, we are back. Thank you so much for that interruption there. It's so obvious. This is par for the course, guys. Every single time we try to go deep and try to share what is important to God, there's no doubt that the demons very much do not like this, and they will mess with technology, and they will mess with plumbing. It happens all the time. I'm so used to it now because I do the spirit world with Adam Bly, and it happens. And so obviously, we're doing a great work today with this episode talking about good Christian films. And it's obvious that the demons don't want this being discussed. So let's hear what Donald has to say. And here's what Adam Bly, my co-host of The Spirit World, always says. He says, Debbie, when things like this happen, you just focus, refocus, and keep going. So let's go to Donald, who called back from Lafayette, Louisiana on Christ Our King Radio. Donald, thank you so much for waiting and calling back. I appreciate it. You take it away.
Oh, I was just calling to give my opinion on what I think makes a great Christian movie. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's anything that's substantiating the Word, the Bible, you know, edifying why we were brought here to know, love, and serve. Mm-hmm. And one of the movies from way back that, you know, God's Not Dead, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
A few years back. Movies like that, and, you know, with the younger generation, we have to have something that'll draw their attention and let them see there's still hope.
Yeah, the God's Not Dead series, you're talking about those different movies. Yeah, you know, and it's important that, wouldn't you agree, Donald, because you called back, wouldn't you agree? And by the way, let me just share this. Kelly, I'm so sorry what happened with our conversation. You were saying some fabulous information for us, and you were sharing from your thoughts. Kelly, please forgive me. You can always call back from New Hampshire again. And I'm sorry, it was out of my control, the technical glitch there. But Donald, you're right. We have such limited time here on Earth. And we are called to know, love, and serve God. So the time we spend should be trying to get us advanced spiritually. And so when we have, you know, garbage films that we choose to sit down and take 2 hours of our precious time, and it doesn't serve us, it doesn't help us grow, it doesn't help us mature, it doesn't help us do any of the above, we really should reject those kinds of things and go for the things that are going to feed us, to feed our souls. What do you say?
I agree, and that's what I mean by, like this station, you know, Eternal Word Network. It's about getting the word out about who Jesus is and Jesus' character, and about, you know, what the Ten Commandments say.
Yep.
Love your neighbor as yourself. That's all order.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You're amazing, Donald. I thank you so much for accepting the invitation to call back and sharing with us today and gracing this conversation. I appreciate it. I want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, sir. So thank you. We're gonna actually move to, let's see, we've got Michael is a first-time caller from Wisconsin on WSFI. And Michael, you've been waiting so patiently. And by the way, everybody else that called in that dropped off because we had this little glitch there, call back tomorrow when we're going to talk about Thanksgiving plans and we can continue the conversation. But Michael, you take it away. Thanks for being a first-time caller.
Hey, how are you doing? Well, I am actually an actor, and I work in several different faith-based projects. And I just want to say, when you guys talk about this and promote this and, you know, throw it out there that there are shows and movies worth watching, it means a lot to the faith-based world, because a lot of it, as you know, is independent.
Mm-hmm.
So it really spreads from word of mouth. And that word of mouth, I mean, that's, you were talking about The Chosen. That started as an independent pilot, and from people talking about it, it got picked up and became what it is now. So this is a good topic.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you for being an actor in the faith-based world and ministry, because I think it's growing and you're getting a lot more attention, and a lot more Hollywood celebrities are jumping on board to really help this and move this initiative. And I think there's going to be more happening, like with Angel Studios and other production companies, to really promote God in various ways. And because, and it's important. We, you know, as you know, Michael, and thank you for being a first-time caller again. Great call. But here's the thing. It's interesting because we would you agree with this? Because you're in this industry. We have a world that's telling us God doesn't exist and just keep going with your life and this is everything. And we're taking God out of all of our surroundings, right? And then we've got what you're doing in the faith-based world, where you're trying to insert God. You're trying to bring God into the conversation. You're trying to bring God into the stories and the supernatural. I mean, it's really quite extraordinary how God is using, you know, your profession to really bring him back. And I appreciate that. Any comments on that?
Well, you know what? I actually think it's more prominent than people are aware of, because there are entire casting sites devoted to faith-based. There are entire platforms, and so it's growing. And I think a lot of it, too, came from when COVID went into place and the mandate started. What happened with this particular industry is, if unless you were fully vaccinated and you got on board with the agenda, you couldn't be on a production. Mm-hmm. The faith-based said, no, you don't have the right to tell people to make that choice. And it turned a lot of people to faith-based. So I think that was one of the positive aspects that came from that. And now it's just a flourishing platform and a flourishing genre. Mm-hmm. That's really picking up, and people are finding it. You know, that's why you see more movies like The Sound of Freedom and the best Christmas pageant ever. And, you know, like, these movies are really making an impact and people are connecting with them.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, thanks for doing what you're doing. We hope to see you on the big screen, and maybe you could email us take2@EWTN.com. Let us know what projects you're working on. We'd love to support it. Thank you so much for calling in. Renee, I'm not going to get to you. I believe you hear the music there. Renee, I'm not going to get to you. You can call in tomorrow and share who's coming over for Thanksgiving dinner. And you can slip in the faith-based film. That's tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.